Okay, let's see what's gonna come up. Oh yeah. Okay, Sunday. May 24, 2026, 4:19 a.m. Oh, just bumped my microphone there. What the heck, huh? What the heck's going on there? Nobody knows. Anyway, so I just thought I'd make a little recording here again. So I have been working on my entry for the membership medley at Blue Line Arts Gallery in Roseville, and I got to the point where, okay, I said that's it. Not gonna paint on it anymore. So then I painted on it some more, and I think I'm at the point where, yeah, you know, I could keep on painting on it, but I said, nah, let's not do this anymore. So I've officially stopped painting on it. And not going back on that one. So so this morning, I like to garden a lot. And I have one of my grandfather's old, it's not a gardening tool, but it's a tool, a farm tool. And it's like a pitchfork, but it's not really a pitchfork. It's for like picking up large amounts. It's got, you know, 10 tines, big long 10 tines on the little, those little spikes that come out like on a pitchfork. But these are they're at least over a foot long, huh? So it, you know, you can scoop up brush and stuff like that that you've cut down or cut up. And I remember using that to gather up tumbleweeds somewhere. Probably Barstow, when we lived in Barstow with my grandparents. And my mom got that to me. So I guess she inherited it, and now I've got it. And it's a real antique. The tines portion of the tool is hand wrought. You know, it's wrought. I think you could see how somebody pounded the metal and welded the steel together to make the tines and bent it and what have you. And but anyway, so several years ago, it's got a little like a little handle at the top, so you know you can scoop stuff up and you have control of the tool with the handle at the D handle at the top. And well, that broke several years ago, and I've been trying to keep it together so I can keep using it, because it's a real handy tool. Trust me, when you're turning over a compost pile or something like that, or you've cut down a bunch of stuff and you need to move it from one place to another, or just to throw it into the nowadays the green waste bin. It's great, you know. Clean up the front yard from my neighbor's leaves. You know, you got a big pile of leaves, you know. Three, four, five scoops of this thing, and you got all the leaves in the compost, in the green waste. Anyway, so I've been trying to keep it cosmetically natural looking, you know. Yeah, but it just keeps, every now and then it just breaks. So it's like, ugh, come on. So now I'm going to, at this point I put some, I took two nails and I drilled two holes into one section and the other section. And I glued it together with some heavy duty epoxy. And it didn't break, but it did come apart. So, It was working for a while, But I think you know, the cosmetic, trying to keep it cosmetically the same is gonna is. I think I'm done with that. What I'm going to do is actually get some fiberglass from the big box store, a fiberglass kit, and fiberglass it up, and fix that handle once and for all, and hopefully it'll stick together until at least I die. And then whoever inherits that from then, hoping it never gets thrown in the garbage, because it's just too good of a tool. Maybe somebody could use it. Maybe somebody will say, "Hey, this is a kind of cool thing to hang on my wall." You never know. Because, like I said, it's hand wrought. The steel tines are hand wrought, and I would love to make a new wooden handle for it and bring it back to its because it, you know, it's serviceable for a long time still. This was probably made back in the 1920s somewhere, you know, maybe even sooner than that. I don't know, but it has a company name on there, which eventually became True Temper, and I don't know if they still make stuff in the U.S. But you know, there's no getting a replacement handle for it. They just don't make them anymore. So I was thinking about, yeah, maybe I can get some ash, you know, and make one. But that's a lot of work to and time to do that. So fiberglassing it is. Okay, so today's Sunday, so we're going to mass today. I'm gonna have to. I've been leaving about 5 o'clock for the walk with the dog, and because it's nice and warm out, re relatively warm out, and actually the days are getting longer. So I walk for maybe what, 10 minutes or so, and it starts to get pretty light at that point. Sunrise is still not there. Let's see what time sunrise is. See, sunrise 5:46. Yeah, that's about right, 5:46 a.m. And so I usually, when there's sunrise, if you leave 50 minutes ahead of time, that's about the right time. Okay, so that would be, yeah, so if I'm leaving at 5, let's see, I'm already late at that point, because if I left at 10 till, that's about right. It's still halfway through. It's still, you know, on the dark side, but you could see color on the ground and all. And a lot of people aren't walking around. And the reason, like, if you've been listening to me, the reason, you know why I'm going out so early, because my dog Angel, also known as Chaos, just reacts to other dogs, and I just rather not deal with it. And so you rarely run into anybody that's out that early. And the funny thing is the people you do run into with their dogs are people with the same situation where their dog reacts. So you know, and you see people down the street, and you try to avoid them. Okay, I can take a right here or a left here, or, you know, change, alter my pattern somewhere to where I don't have to cross paths with that dog and person. And but some every now and then you come around a corner and there's a dog with somebody, and they have the same expression on their face. Oh shit. And so, you know, and depending on whose dog is worse at reacting like that. And it's usually Angel, also known as Chaos, that reacts the worst. So I'm sitting, standing there trying to hold her back and trying not to get pulled over, because she's really a big, strong dog. And people let and I wave people, come on, just keep on going. And they're pulling their dog along, who's not as bad as Angel, also known as Chaos. Anyway. So that's why I leave so early for my walk. And let's see what else. Okay, so it's voting season, so I just fill out the ballots for myself and my wife. She told me, you know, who she wanted to vote for, so, and what she wanted to vote for, who else, actually, who in this situation. So she doesn't like filling out the stuff. So I fill it out and for her, as per her request, and then put it in the envelope, sealed it in the envelope, and she could sign it off. And we'll deliver it maybe today, probably, or tomorrow at the very least. And you kind of hope things change because, you know, things are pretty bad as far as, you know, the homeless situation. These poor individuals, and I see them on my walk sometimes, and there's this one guy, and he's definitely got mental problems. I came across him, and he didn't see me, but he was up ahead of me, and I could hear him screaming at the sky, you know, and about something. I don't know what it was, but this poor guy, then he crossed the road and went on the other side, sat down, and was muttering to himself out loud. So, you know, that guy really needs help. And, oops, there's the alarm. That's my usual alarm. So, that's what I usually set the time at 4:30, because if I'm painting, if I'm painting, I need time to clean up and get ready and what have you. I still have to change. When I go for my walk, I always have to put knee pads, elbow pads, hip pads. What else? Knee pads, hip pads. Oh yeah, wrist protectors in case I fall. Because a year ago, again, like I said, I fell, and I was laid up for well over a month, and like I said, a week of that with excruciating pain, and another week of just plain pain. anyway, so what else? Well, let me wrap this up, and get some stuff straightened up before I have to go for my walk. I doubt if I'll be out here again to finish up this posting. It's going to be a short posting. So just letting you know, I do get some emails from one individual at least recently that wonders where I'm at. And it's just that, you know, I like doing this, but it's really not that important to me. Right now, this is my gardening season, so I got to do a lot of stuff outside. And like I said, I've been involved with my painting of the membership medley entry. I've been working on some more panels. I primered a couple more panels. I started another one. I got to work on some more paintings. As soon as this one's dry, I'll go ahead and mount it, get it framed, and get it ready to go. Next Friday, they want a high-resolution image of it for themselves. So I can get that done, too. I'll probably get that done this week sometime. Just send it off. And so let me call it quits for now. And have a good one, everybody. So, take care. Oh, boy, I'm getting old, huh? You know you're getting old when you make more noise in the chair. Like flies.